There you are. No sense in hiding. My men saw you come in here. They sent for me as soon as you locked yourself in this old barracks room. Why? Well, isn't it obvious? Because you're such a beautiful man, of course. Don't shake your head, little one. It's true. They know that they can loot certain items and people, but they save the most special treasure for me. Treasure like you. Oh, come now. Don't back away. I'm not that frightening. Am I? Well, it's true. I am quite a bit taller than you and stronger, and I do carry a number of blades on my person, but none of them are drawn, are they? So, you can drop that dagger you're badly trying to conceal in your sleeve. No, it will only get you into trouble. Good boy. A pretty thing like you shouldn't be fighting in any case. No, I didn't mean to imply that you were useless. Why ever would you think that? Oh, that nonsense about what men are supposed to be. Rough and independent and strong and blah, blah, blah. Well, I personally think it's rot. I'm sure there are men who fit all of those qualifiers, but that doesn't make them better than you. Surely a man of education such as yourself must know that. And let me tell you, most of my soldiers are men, and they're about as independent as a rock, and most couldn't beat me arm wrestling. It doesn't bother them, so it shouldn't bother you. Yes, I could tell you were educated. Obviously, you're noble. You wouldn't be in a minor outpost like this unless you were traveling. Just my luck, But it could be just our luck, my sweet. Why ever were you out here? No, you don't have to tell me. Let me guess. You're about to be married to some boring daughter of some warlord or would-be duke out here on the frontier to secure some kind of treaty or land grab. Yes? I knew it. Always the same. And what a waste. You were so beautiful and fine and clearly need a firm hand. Some doting thing barely able to call herself a woman would not be an appropriate match for you. No, not at all. You need someone like, well, myself. I see that you don't believe me. You're quivering, afraid. I understand. Were our positions reversed, I'm sure I'd feel the same way. Of course I get afraid. Why, I'm a little afraid right now. No, not of being harmed, not physically, in any case. I'm afraid that you might reject my advances, little one. Yes, you are my prisoner, but you don't have to do everything I want. Confused? Well, let me put it in another way. Do I look like I need to force men to fuck me? Oh, I'm sorry for the vulgarity, but I am direct. Why, thank you. I do take care to stay fit and appealing, so you understand that I do not require force to meet my needs. In fact, the very idea turns my stomach. So, you have a choice, beautiful princeling. On the one hand, you are worth quite a bit. Yes, I could ransom you, make a fortune, and I both love and need gold. Bandit queens must deliver to their followers, after all. So, I would keep you in captivity until your ransom is paid. We wouldn't harm you, per se, but you wouldn't precisely be under my protection either. No, no one would kill you, but there are a number of women and men who would love to lay with an adorable creature like you. They wouldn't provide you with much of a choice, but nor would they abuse you. I think you'd come away feeling good. I'm sure of it. But, of course, it would be temporary. Your father or mother or what have you would likely pay to have you returned within a few months, perhaps after a little negotiation. Then you'd have to go straight back to your new bride or whatever. Ah, the second option. I'm glad you asked. Well, to put it simply, you would belong to me. No, darling, not like a slave. Well, maybe a little like one, but not in the important ways. Well, you'd serve me in a variety of means. For starters, companionship. Yes, I'm not formally educated myself, but I do read, and I have no one to talk to in my little army. So you would provide pleasant company, dine with me, and discuss the classics or art or. Oh, yes, philosophy. I've got no head for it myself, but I do love a man who thinks about the important things. And what else? Well, as I said, I would never force you to do anything. Well, let me revise that statement. I would never force you to do anything you don't want. Oh, my beautiful innocent. There are men like you who do like to be forced to do things. I think you might enjoy that at times, but perhaps you require gentler direction. You would need to be open to my courtship. What do I mean? Well, you'd have to at least entertain my offers. No outright refusals, although coy can be fun. No, you wouldn't have to resist either. You could slip right into my bed, and I think we'd both enjoy that very much. Oh, no, don't be nervous. You wouldn't be the first man I deflowered. I don't expect you to know how to please me or even understand what you truly desire. Discovering that is part of the magic, I find. You want to know what you could expect. You don't want to agree to anything overly untoward. Perhaps you fear for your virtue? Very well, my beautiful, cunning man. Come here. You said you wanted to know, and I will show you. Come here. Good. Very good. Now, let me just sit down in this fine chair and... Yes, you sit right here. Yes, that's right. On my knee. Don't be shy. Oh, it isn't that. Does it feel unmanly to do so? Look at me. Good. No man or woman in my army would dare mock you or even think less of you for sitting on my knee or deferring to me, not while you are under my protection. What the world expects of you is meaningless here on the frontier. Here you must find precious moments when you find them. Now sit. Good boy. Oh, is it all right if I call you that? Good. Relax. Sit back. That's right. There are advantages to being a little smaller than I, aren't there? No, it's fine. Lean back against my breasts. Good boy. Now, I don't wish to frighten you, but I'm going to put my arm around you now. Yes, I have my arm around your waist, and you are resting against me. Do you find this unpleasant in any fashion? Frightening? Perhaps. I didn't think so. This is where I'd want you most of the time, or perhaps cuddled against me at night. Your hair is so lovely. I'm going to stroke it now, gently.